I'm doing great, Jay. How are you doing?
Awesome, man. We got a show tonight at Jurgles, 30th anniversary of Operation Mindcrime. It's hard to believe, trying to think back. It's been 30 years already from what a fantastic album.
Yeah, it really is hard to believe, isn't it? Like 1988 just seemed like yesterday to me.
Right. Tell us about...
Okay. Not yesterday, maybe like 10 years.
Okay. So tell us about how did you start to... Mindcrime was conceived, and how did you work on this from the very beginning, like the infantile stages of... You know, what made it become a concept album?
It's something I'd always wanted to do. I grew up in the 60s and 70s listening to fantastic albums, you know, by Pink Floyd and The Who, and bands like Genesis.
Right.
And Yes, we're doing concept records. And I just sort of wanted to lean in that direction. And I started talking to the band about it early on when we first got together. And I think if you listen to our first couple of records, we were definitely, you know, working with themes at that time. And I just didn't have the story at the moment, you know, until 1987. I was in a weird little, I don't know, just a hole-in-the-wall bar in Montreal, Quebec. And I met some people who were part of kind of a terrorist organization, actually, who were trying to overthrow the province of Quebec at the time.
Right.
And they sort of became my inspiration for the concept for the album. And just within a short period of time, with that inspiration, I wrote the story and brought it to the band, and we started putting together the album very soon after that. And then after that, it just sort of caught on, you know?